Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, one of the things I looked at during the break that I don't think I've ever seen, and maybe it's more common than, because I never really look for this stuff, but I knew Trey left Clutch. Mm-hmm. About a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said, all right, well, who's his agent now? You know what I'm saying? Let me see what's going on, if there's any Kings players on there or whatever. And I go and look, and he's got 3 agents. Now, they may be from the same
company. I certainly
company.
Hope so.
Right. But his agents are Aaron Mintz, Austin Brown, Andrew Morrison.
Okay.
I think they're all from
CAA.
CAA.
Aaron Mintz, I think, is CAA.
But yeah, they're all CAA.
Okay.
Yep. And I didn't see any Kings on there.
So what that might mean is one guy handles endorsement stuff.
Mm.
I would assume, I mean, this is a, you know, this is a max contract extension. I'm assuming Aaron Mintz is probably the main guy in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said before the break, like, this is where the value of Scott Perry really comes into play. He has long-term relationships with these agents.
Mm.
He has worked with these guys on multiple different levels in multiple different markets, including the biggest market in the country,
mm-hmm.
for decades at this point.
Yeah.
And that relationships really, really come into play here. We outlined this a minute ago. It's not just the Hawks and the Kings involved. It's the Hawks, the Kings, and Trey's the team of CAA agents that you just named.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Mintz having a strong relationship with Scott Perry can allow the two sides to haggle a little bit, right? You're more likely with someone that you know, mm-hmm. like, most importantly, someone you trust, mm-hmm. to sit down and have these conversations. Here's what we can offer. Well, why is it that? It's also a situation where Aaron can go to Scott Perry, Trey's team can go to Scott Perry and say, look, here's what we know. You're at 2 picks. You're going to have to, at the very least, include a pick swap. We know they are not budging without that. They can often be mediators,
mm-hmm.
in this situation, in the situation between these two teams. And Atlanta wants, you know, the approach that's best for them. Sacramento wants the approach that's best for them. And then Trey's team, or, you know, the players' team, they want what's best for their client.
Right.
And those individuals, they want the deal done.
Right.
And so they can act as kind of a go-between, as the mediator between these two groups. And if you have that relationship, you tend to trust those people more.
Right.
And again, that's where I think Scott Perry's experience in the league is just so incredibly important.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the guys that you would want in this situation to be able to navigate your own front office combined with agents, combined with other front offices, because of his experience, because of his cachet. I mean, when you talk to him, part of it is, you know, that's just the type of guy he is, a New York guy who talks a certain way. But he also talks a certain way because he's seen it all in this league. He's seen it all. He's been in situations like this Kings organization is in right now. I've seen bad situations as far as roster construction and contract. I've seen that before. And even if I didn't handle it perfectly the first time, talking about Scott Perry, looking back on it, I know how I probably would have handled it. That's why I'm so comfortable in this situation. Oh, the Knicks weren't rosy when he got over there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They were a mess of a franchise with a mess of an owner in a lot of people's opinion. And he handled it, did fine. And like I said, at the very least, was able to look back and say, maybe I would have done this way or something like that. So I've got confidence in him. More importantly, he's got confidence in himself that he can work through this. It's the guy.
It's going to be a fascinating one to watch.
Yeah.
From Atlanta's perspective, though, this is something I was talking about with the insiders a few minutes ago. Why, if you're Atlanta, would you do this? And I don't mean a deal with Sacramento. Mm-hmm. I mean, why would you be willing to move off of Trae Young?
One thing that I read, I'd like to hear more about some of this stuff, but one of the things I read is new GM either been instructed or been empowered by ownership to go with the youth movement, to go tank. Another aspect is, if I'm Atlanta, I'm got Trae Young under contract right now, I'm looking at having to pay him even more. And whoever's fault it is, it hasn't yielded much results in this 6-7 years in the league. Like, it hasn't. Like, what are we doing at this point? We're going to sign him to another 4-year extension, $225 million to at best be a 6th seed.
All of your guys on that roster too, that I guess you're kind of counting on to develop, they're all like on their first contracts and stuff like that still.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a younger team that you can still add to asset wise. I'm not sure Trae still fits.
It just feels like it's time to move on, or maybe even do something different with the Atlanta Hawks. And a lot of that is, you may want to recoup if that's the direction you want to go. This is an opportunity to recoup some of the draft capital, because it's all bad right now. I know they don't have it this year. I don't think they have next year's pick either. So they're in a bad way draft capital wise, and you can recoup some of that with a trade here of Trae Young. I'm a fan of Trae Young. So if I was at Atlanta's front office, I'd probably be willing to give it one more shot, and I'd do my job to add better players around him. But some of the things that I saw this morning is, you know,
I don't feel like that roster's bad.
I don't think it's bad either, but it's not. I don't think that's a roster. It's just kind of middling, right? Like, you're anywhere between a 6th and 8th seed with that roster that they have. Talent. But sure, it's kind of like the Kings, right? Like,
it's exactly talent. Like the Kings.
They have talent, but I don't know how well it works together.
But that's in the point I was attempting to make with the insiders is, I don't feel like you have to. Now, we could talk about like long term perspectives, and that's an entirely different 4-hour show. But I feel like you can. With some, you know, they got a new front office in place also. Mm-hmm. With a few savvy moves with a few trades that maybe a few acquisitions maybe that even out your roster a little bit. Mm-hmm. I feel like every conversation we have with Sacramento, we could just say team, and you could cut this and air it in Atlanta, and it works.
I don't think they have a Sabonis type on there.
That's not Trey?
As good. Well, I mean, like, if you bring in Trey here, I'm assuming you're putting him with Sabonis, right?
No, right.
Yeah, like, I don't think you have someone to put with Trey there. Like, with, like, that's as good. Like, Dyson Daniels maybe can develop into that, but, like, he's going into his 30s.
They don't have someone now.
Yeah, someone now on that roster to put, like with him right now, yeah.
So this year, Atlanta has the 13th pick, that's the Kings pick, and they got the 22 pick, which is the Lakers pick. Then following 3 years, they don't have any control over their picks. Over their first round pick, excuse me.
Okay.
They don't have control over their first round pick. So when you talk about trades, making trades with somebody, that plays a factor. And just developing that roster, I think those two things play a roster. They don't control their own pick till 2029. So maybe they feel like the pathway.
Where did their picks go?
I can't even begin to read this one. It's like this thing, more favorable, less favorable, of Atlanta and San Antonio, Cleveland.
So is this the DeJounte Murray stuff?
I think some of it is, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like DeJounte Murray's been on Atlanta for 6 years.
He's not even on Atlanta no more.
Right. Oh, he's Kevin Herter. Oh, man.
Kind of, he might be.
Damn. Hey, so find the hole in the Hawks-Kings analogy. Goodness gracious.
Same damn thing. But, you know, you want to pick a direction, right, when you get these new front offices in there. And it feels like the Kings, maybe with a nudge from Uncle V, said, no, we're not tanking. All right, well, that's the direction. We're not tanking. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and get people in here. Atlanta, new front office in here, or even to get that job. What's your plan? What do you think we should do here in Atlanta? He might have said, I think we need to move on from Trey and look to build assets and rebuild, because we may have maxed out what we can do with Trey Young. And if that was his pitch, the owner wants him in here. Now, all right, let's execute that plan. And that may be their reasoning for wanting to move on from Trey. Like I said, I'm a Trey believer, so I would still kind of I'd probably still take a chance with him. But I understand feeling the need to move on from him as well. I do get it. It's been 6-7 years. You're kind of stuck in the same space. If you're not going to, like, go all in and go try and get a KD or one of those type of guys, if that's not what you're trying to do, then, yeah, you should move on from him.
You can always get a third team involved, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because everyone is of the assumption DeMar DeRozan is gone. Well, how can we get Miami involved in this? How can we get one of the L.A. teams involved in this? Can we get one of the L.A. teams involved in this? Can we get Miami involved in this? Is that just a completely separate deal?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm looking at the...
Because I assume DeMar to Atlanta doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No.
That doesn't benefit them.
You kind of redirect him somewhere. I'm looking at the Hawks roster right now. Trade Trae Young. This is...
Really?
Let's not waste everybody's time.
Okay, what's the... So tell me the fault in the roster. Again, admittedly, this is a team I hate. But in the, like, again, I mean, I don't know, look at the roster. Take two guys you don't like. Is there no one that you can realistically turn them into to where it's like, no, Atlanta's a little better here?
So looking at the roster, and for whatever reason, they don't have Jalen Johnson on here. That's one, maybe their best asset outside of Trae Young. But they got the starters, it's Trae Young, Dyson Daniels, Richisse, Muhammad Gai, and Okongwu.
Mm-hmm.
That's your starters. Terrence Mann, Caris LeVert, George Niang, Dominic Barlow coming off the bench. I mean, why? And once again, you talk about trading for one of these guys. I don't think anybody outside of Jalen Johnson, maybe, which why I don't know why you'd want to give him up. You want to keep him and bring somebody in there to help Trae Young if you wanted to build around that. So I don't see anybody on this roster that's going to get you a KD, Karl Anthony Towns, you know, any of these guys that we're talking about. And you don't have the picks to move. So if it kind of feels like it, just kind of move on and you're faced with giving Trae Young a contract extension. Yeah, you're just trying to move on, see what you can get from him right now.
All right.
I didn't know it was that desolate.
Desolate.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're not bad players, but it's not the combination of
the balance of the roster is bad.
The balance is the roster, but the combination of where these players are in their career and being looking at giving Trae Young $250 million, that balance don't work for me. Like Jalen Johnson, Reese Shea, Dyson Daniels, they're not ready to go to the playoffs and win a couple rounds, but you're going to pay a Trae Young.
Dyson might be.
Dyson, as a third, fourth guy, maybe.
Well, sure, not as a two.
He close to a two on this roster.
Well, that's okay.
He close to a two on this roster. I like some of their players, but I don't think it matches with giving Trae Young $250 million.
All right. We'll come back. We'll talk more about this. I think TC's waiting for us. TC, hang on 1 second. We'll get to you. 916-909-1320. If you want to talk Kings basketball here, is we're just a day between NBA Finals games. Trista Crick at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. D'Lo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino, where we will be for a live show 1 week from Friday. We'll give you all those details when we return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right. 916-909-1320. Hey, we got TC, right? Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. TC, what's happening, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
Well, what's up, TC? You underwater?
Hold on. I get a phone for that.
No, didn't catch any of that, TC. No, just put your phone to ear, man. We gotta dump the Bluetooth when you call your boys. He hung up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry to bother you, TC. That's our bad.
What happened last week? He was just watching the A's game.
Yeah. It's like he had the phone on his chest, like he was talking to his homie. Like he was doing the good night challenge or something. TC.
Man, hey, let's try it again. What's up with my two brothers?
There we go. What's up, TC?
Hey, I'm so fired up about these trade rumors. Right, my phone started cutting out.
That's all right.
Hey, I'm so fired up, D-Lo. So look, what I got going on? Hey, I like that Trae Young. Hey, were we talking about Zach going to Atlanta, or are we talking about Domas going to Atlanta?
Well, we haven't heard anything, you know, official about who would be going, but some of the. James Hamm was talking about Zach LaVine could possibly be involved. We've seen, you know, trade machine trades with Domas, and then we've seen trade machine trades with DeMar and Devin Carter and stuff like that. So neither LaVine or Sabonis being involved.
You know what, bro? Hey, that's what I was thinking. So when I jumped in the trade machine, I did it. I said, you know what? Domas straight up for Trae Young and two firsts, because they already got our first this year. So, D'Lo, I say I give him a 27 first and a 2031 first, one of them first-round picks. And I believe that's more than enough for Trae Young.
And Sabonis is involved in that too, huh?
It's Domas. And basically, it'd be Domas and two first-round picks, bro, for Trae. I think that's more than enough, big dog.
Well, I'll tell you like this. If you can find a way to acquire Trae Young without trading Domantas Sabonis, that would be the best-case scenario. Like, that would be fantastic. I know, you know, people got riled up last week because I'm saying Trae Domas. Really, it was because I couldn't see getting a player his caliber or better without moving on from him. If there's a way to get somebody, in this case, I think better than him, and he can stay on the team, that would be ideal. I don't want Domas to leave. We just need better players around here. So if you can get better players around here and keep Domas, that would be my first option.
Same. Yeah, 100%. 916-909-1320 if you want to get in. The Kings need to do something so Vivek can tweet without.
Oh, man.
So he can tweet without severe ramifications.
Hey, man, people aren't happy. Don't act like everything's all fine, I guess.
You saw this yesterday?
Yeah, I saw it.
Come on, man. So for those who aren't aware, yesterday, I think yesterday or maybe Sunday, I'm assuming Sunday was the French Open final. And forgive me, I don't know who won, but I just saw passing by that it was just like this classic match or whatever. So Vivek tweets out a picture of the winner. It was just like, never give up. Never, never, ever give up. Never give up. Keep pushing. Something like real motivational.
I was motivated.
Something real motivational. And I saw the tweet when it was up because I saw Vivek's picture. And I was like, I ain't seen that in a while. Oh, okay. And then later in the day, I heard he had taken it down because he just got just backhanded virtually on Twitter from Kings fans and A's fans teaming up to just jump Vivek. Just jump him like he's Nyjer Albright. Google that, guys. Twitter, look, I like Twitter. I know you say it's a cesspool, and I don't disagree with you, but Twitter's fine with me. I enjoy it. It's entertaining. Sometimes people be doing too much. I think this is one of the cases where people just doing too much. The whole dynamics of Twitter where this
he got roughed up so bad he had to take the tweet down. That is crazy.
And all he was saying was something positive.
The man literally said, don't give up. Don't ever give up. One guy gets a tournament and a whole weekend named after him. Vivek gets destroyed.
I'm not saying I get it, but it's like, Loki, like, nobody wants to hear that, bro. We've only been in the playoffs once in the last however many years since you've been here. Like, nobody wants to hear that positive stuff from you right now.
Not wrong. All right, I mean,
like, nobody wants to hear that. You just traded for Zach LaVine, bro. We're all pissed off. Not me, but
no. I mean,
that sounded like a shot.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, I see it.
I don't know, man. So the dynamics of Twitter are just,
man, had to take down a tweet that said, "Don't ever give up," because the response was too harsh.
The dynamics of Twitter. This is something. And look, tweet how you want to tweet. I'm not here to tell nobody what to do. I always say that. I'm not the police of Twitter and fandom. I'm not. But your tweet don't matter. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you getting on there with your Easter egg or your avatar of Marlo from The Wire.
Huh?
Is not that on? That's not moving mountains. It's not changing anything. So you can, Vivek, how about you give up on owning the team? All right, man. Like, who cares? Who gives a damn that you tweeted that out? Who cares,
oh,
really?
Man.
Who gives a damn?
Look, can I tell you the funnier part? Like, do we think Vivek was, like, looking at his notifications?
No, that's the thing. Intern, like, definitely deleted this tweet, I feel. I don't, like, does Vivek run his own Twitter?
I would think
so. I assume so. Yeah. He doesn't tweet very much.
Well, that's the thing. Like, so we just, let me.
And if he has somebody running his Twitter account, they need to be fired.
That's what I thought it was.
They're not working.
They're not doing anything. They're stealing money at this point from Uncle V and Corp.
That's something about.
I just can't get over the thought that he's sitting here. Oh, no. Oh, no. All right.
It's like if Stephen Ross tweets something out. It's like, shut up, man. Like, but like, you're like, as an owner, like, I guess as a fan, it's like, nobody wants to hear that from you right now.
Yeah, but it. All right. It's still Twitter.
It is. Like, I wouldn't go tweet at Stephen Ross, but like I said, I get it. Like, if you want it, because you. How often do these people get to talk to these billionaires, right?
Well, you don't have to wonder anymore.
Like, people like just want to voice their opinion, I guess. Too.
Not often, but I also realize I'm not talking to them then either.
I know, but it's the only way, I guess, the only avenue where you can really say something if you want, even though, like you said, you're probably not talking to Vivek.
I don't know. And then, like, for me personally, like, the thought of, like maybe it gets too in the weeds, but like society being the way it is, where are you really just gonna jump this guy because your basketball team isn't good?
I mean,
the guy ain't hurting nobody.
Well, these are just tweets too, by the way. Like, nobody actually got jumped. All Vivek had to do was delete a tweet. Like, these are just tweets.
That's true. That's fair. Like, but
Vivek's not hurt.
But no, let's be clear. Vivek got his ass beat.
Well, whatever. Yeah, he got his ass online. On Twitter. Who amongst us is not?
That's
before.
Crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, Vivek's okay.
He's safe.
Yeah, he's fine.
He just got his ass whooped on Twitter.
But psychologically, emotionally, like, seeing all that hate from you.
Sure.
For you, like, that.
No,
that can't feel good.
Sure.
And like people talking to you, I'm sure people were cursing at him, calling him names, all this other stuff. You're doing that because your basketball team isn't in the playoffs?
I mean, they threaten players for missing kicks and free throws. And
it's like it's people love their sports teams and have a connection to them. And I
to
guess,
an unhealthy level.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like, if Vivek not was right really, or wrong, but yeah.
If Vivek was really like this evil dude out here, I probably still wouldn't tweet at him, but like, I get it. Vivek, he just can't get a basketball team right as far as like on the court. That, if that's the worst thing he does in life, that's doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, what does that do for Kings fans? Like, what do they do with that?
Kings fans should.
Jesse is not here for your garbage.
I'm just saying, like, I see it. Like, I would, like I said, I wouldn't tweet okay. Vivek, but I see it though.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, yeah.
Kings are a good basketball team. What does that do for you?
They're gonna love him.
No, what does that do for you?
Makes you happy, I guess. I don't know. It's Twitter. Like,
if you're relying on the Kings being good to be happy, you got to reevaluate some things. If you're relying on a sports team being good to make you happy, you need to reevaluate some things, because it don't put no money in your pocket. you don't get any extra unless you're, you know,
going to Vegas, like, or going something.
You don't get no money in your pocket from it. It doesn't enhance the life of your family.
It's no different than we've all done it. It's just this time it was to an owner. It's no different than the nickname you gave Richard Sherman or whatever and stuff,
man,
like that.
Yeah,
now that we're talking about it. Like this is just Twitter.
Wrong. I was out of pocket.
But it's also not that serious either.
But I was out of pocket. I was out of pocket.
I guess, but I don't hate it. I don't see it as being that serious. Like Vivek, people got like it's just if Vivek's walking down the street, he's not getting jumped by Kings fans. If people want to voice their displeasure, like that's fine.
I'll only push back a little bit because we talking about like physically, like yeah, he didn't get jumped. Like that's not if he does read that, that's not okay to be going out here calling somebody out of their name or you know,
what,
talking
like
about
Dick Sherman?
No, well that's what they call Richard for short.
Mm. Who here has tweeted at athletes or celebrities? Jesse, have you?
I don't think I have.
I don't think I have either.
I have.
Yeah, no, we know.
I have.
Yeah.
Now, this was also 10, 12 years ago. I'm not more mature.
To be clear, you were an adult 10 or 12 years ago, right?
Well, there's a lot of adults that tweet crazy
that's
stuff.
That's what I'm up to get exactly.
Yeah, you know I mean,
that's but, why but Twitter's
I'll
trash.
Even, but I'll even say, like, that was wrong.
What if Kural in the chat says Casey clearly ain't never been a season ticket holder? Susan, that's what STH stands for. What if you're giving your money away to this man or whatever?
That's your no. You're not see because you're a season ticket holder does not give you the right to do whatever you want to do or say whatever you want to say.
I'll say this too. I don't think you should never, like you should be like personal with Vec and like you said just all these personal things. But if you want like yeah, you're bad for my basketball team and just kind of talk about that stuff. I get that.
Being a season ticket holder, that's your choice to spend your money a certain way. Vivek, ain't nobody else making you spend that money to do that. Mm-hmm. And when you decide to go do that, that does not say I'm a season ticket holder, so I get to do whatever I want, say whatever I want to say to whoever I want to say. Hell no. And I respect and salute all the seasons. I want to be a season ticket holder at some point in my life. Like, it's dope. But I also have the common sense and I got like I understand what's going on. Just that's a choice that I made to spend my money the way that I want to spend it, which is to go watch basketball. Mm-hmm. If you are a season ticket holder saying I want because I'm a season ticket holder, if the Kings don't make the playoffs, this is a terrible investment. I think you're looking at it the wrong way because you can't guarantee that. But what you can guarantee is I get to go see the Kings. I get to go see LeBron, or I get to like.
So, that's, what about the people who bought season tickets to see De'Aaron Fox?
There's a risk involved. Mm-hmm. There's you have to understand that. That's how I believe.
Okay.
If they could buy season tickets to see DeMontis Sabonis. There is no guarantee. You have to understand. There's no guarantee he's gonna be on this team in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the decision and the question you have to ask yourself when you make that purchase. If this person is gone, can I accept that?
So how about this? What about for the people who have been season ticket holders, we'll say for fun, we'll say 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 years ago, those season ticket prices went up,
mm-hmm.
up. Then last year, they went up again. You think they're going down this year?
Probably not. I'm sure they're not.
So you had something if you're Sacramento, the Kings, the organization, to hang your hat on and say, hey, man, we're building something. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the league thought this team was building something. It was undeniable. You can go back and watch every cynical podcast, TV show after that 7-game series with the Warriors. Everybody thought that the Sacramento Kings were moving in a direction, a positive direction. And that's what they sold. And you can call it a one-off. You could do whatever. But they sold it twice.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going into this year where De'Aaron's gone. Doug is your head coach. Mike's gone. All of the things that you sold a couple of years ago, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably being asked for more money. That fair?
Sure. That's the demand of it. I mean, that's what it is. Here's how I would buy season tickets. I don't know how much it is. Let's say $10,000. And the Kings are good. $10,000 for the season tickets, I'd sit there and I'd ask myself, if the Kings are bad next year, will I be okay with spending this $10,000? I believe in those situations, you have to ask yourself the worst case scenario. Because if you just sit up there and say, I'm going to pay $10,000 because they might be good, or, you know, they had a good season last year, now you're not prepared for what could go wrong. Somebody could get hurt. Somebody could get traded, all this other stuff. If you can look at the worst case scenario and say, I'm okay with paying this, that's the way it should be. In my opinion.
I won't fight the season ticket holder thing right there or whatever, but if, and I didn't see all the tweets or anything like that, but if Vivek was just catching trash talk and it wasn't like this egregious, like, oh my gosh, this is horrible, we should not be saying this to this man.
No, he wasn't. You know he wasn't.
Well, I didn't see, like I said, like, if it's like, that stuff shouldn't go, but if it's just, like, if Vivek's catching trash talk, like, that's no different than how we talk about Monty McNair to me and stuff like that. Like, there's always the extremes, but if Vivek's getting bombarded with a bunch of trash talk tweets or whatever, like, no different than the GM that just got fired or whoever, insert players, like, to me, it's fair game. Vivek's no different than anyone else, I feel. Like I said, the egregious stuff versus, like I said, I didn't see all the tweets or whatever, but if you're being extremely disrespectful and being super personal about it, like, yeah, that's different. But if you're just trash talking how we do about
just sell the team,
whoever,
bro.
Like, yeah, like, that's fine. That's fine.
I don't think he would have took it down with sell the team. That's just my opinion.
I felt like he got ratioed, and that's why.
Is there any way to, like, find what people were saying to him?
I think he got ratioed, and that's just where you sent out a tweet, but people were just, but, like, they don't care about what you're talking about. They're just,
what did he, did he think people were going to go, Vivek? Yeah.
Well, that was his other problem. Like, if you put that up, in my opinion, you put it up and you can move on about your day because you felt like you wanted to put that up. You don't worry about what people are going to say to you, because if you have any semblance of reality and what's going on around you, it's probably not going to be good.
Like, if
you have an idea of the situation that you're in right now, ain't nobody going to be hyping you up. So if you want to put it up, cool, put it up. But you should know, once again, this is how I try to live my life. Once again, thinking about the worst case scenario, they'll probably light me up. If they light me up in these comments, am I going to be okay with still having this post up?
If they're hitting him with sell the team and like, you're a bad owner and blah, 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 like, I'm sorry, you just got to deal with that.
That's no issue. Sell the team, all that other stuff. That's whatever.
I just love the idea that Vivek thought everyone was going to retweet him and rally behind him and like it. And,
like, I think he got ratioed on Twitter.
That's my honor.
Like, he got ratioed on Twitter. He's like, yeah, this is too much heat. Need to delete this.
Man.
And look, this is just my pet peeve. So in the chat, in my Coach Christie era, when you're a bad boss, people aren't going to praise you. If you're bad at your job, you should be prepared for your criticisms you receive. Sir, you don't even have a name or a picture. How are you going to tell somebody how to stand up and be accountable for stuff and you don't have a name or a real picture? You hiding behind something. So I'm the type of person where I can't even take you seriously. You're trying to give advice and tell people the how things are. And you can't even stand up and be accountable with your own name and your own picture. Yet you want to run your mouth. So that's what Twitter is, right? That's what Twitter is a lot of the times. And sometimes he didn't have to say it. He didn't have to say it the way he said it. He didn't have to go down that way. But LeBron, he wasn't wrong. He wasn't wrong.
What did LeBron say?
After that finals loss.
No. Yeah.
He wasn't wrong.
He said he was going to, most people were going to go back to their.
What did he say? Miserable lives.
Yeah. He wasn't wrong. Kings Muse hipping to me too. Vivek had over 100 replies mixed of Kings and A's fans. Calling him out, asking him to sell, and some were using some inappropriate terms as well. Thanks to King's Muse for that. Speaking of Twitter, speaking of our man King's Muse, or woman, I actually have no clue.
Yeah.
Person.
Right, the homie.
The person, King's Muse. He clipped a video of us talking about Trae Young.
He said, I don't know, person. I'm not sure. No. He clipped it.
They.
Our friend, Kings News.
Yeah. They clipped the video. Well, I'm looking at, is that DeMar DeRozan in the, I think that's DeMar.
Yeah, DeMar, yep, yep.
They clipped the video of our show talking about Trae Young. And Section underscore 101, who appears to be a big Kings fan.
Okay.
This is Twitter. This is not the point guard you're looking for. All right.
Thanks, pal.
So.
That solves that.
No, I just, it's Section 101's opinion. This is not, so the league leader in assists last year, who scores 24 points per game, is not the point guard you're looking for.
Mm.
Okay? Who is? If you're out on this Trae Young idea, mm-hmm. and remember, many of you have been licking your wounds over the Pascal Siakam deal, and that the Kings almost had him. It should have been the Kings. Okay? He's not the guy? That's fine. Who is?
If you say it's Jrue Holiday, you better take a lap, too.
Who's the point guard who changes the future for the Sacramento Kings?
That ain't LaMelo Ball, according to some. It's not Jrue Holiday. Maybe it's Darius Garland for some people.
Okay. I like Darius Garland.
I guess he's, for Section 101, it's
stats not. Stats say Young. He's not as good of a passer or a scorer as Trae Young. Mm. But I can assume we're going to hang our hat on defense.
Mm.
So what we want is a defensive-minded point guard who passes the ball. Got it. There's probably one in the whole effing league, and it's the guy Jesse just said.
Mm.
That's it.
Let me tell you, I challenge you
to name one other. Is Alex Caruso a point guard?
Nah.
It depends what day it is, but you're not getting Alex Caruso.
No, Alex Caruso, you're just putting out there to guard somebody, and he's going to do it at the most elite level imaginable.
Right.
What position is he, though? Oh, I don't know. Okay. So tell me, who's the point guard you want then? Who's the guy? DMs are open. Kings Muse is one of the bros, he said. So shit. Kings Muse is, in fact, the heat. I don't know.
Shout out, Kings.
One of the bros.
Shout out, Kings.
I don't know.
I hate the whole defense argument.
Like what?
Like it's
so this is what we're going to hang our hat on. It's like, defense.
Like, let's run out at starting five of Jrue Holiday, Zach LaVine, Keegan Murray, insert starting four, and DeMontis Sabonis. You're not making the play-in. Like, you're not. I'm sorry.
I agree.
Like, the league is moving towards offense. Look what Rick Carlisle and the Pacers are doing.
You got to be able to score first.
Yeah.
And then
not saying you forget defense or whatever, but you bring in a Trae Young and everyone else needs to be better. Mm-hmm. You need to work around your star player's flaws.
I agree.
And make no mistake about it.
Holiday or none of that stuff. That's a horrible idea.
Make no mistake about it. He's your star.
Yes. Hell, Tyrese Halliburton ain't no lockdown defender.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But Indiana got the right pieces around him to.
Well, we don't want Tyrese back. Tyrese isn't very good.
Oh, no, because you don't play defense.
He doesn't play defense enough. Play defense, yeah.
That's right. Oh, man.
Drew Holiday or bust?
Is that a real comment?
No.
It will be. Give it some time. It will be.
Yes, in time, I'm sure it will be. Game is weird, man.
It is, man. It is. Like I said, how we started this whole thing off, like, Vegas is a big boy. He's fine or whatever. I just think people, I find it really, I'm not going to say that because I don't want to talk bad about nobody. But I don't understand tweeting at somebody your frustrations. I don't get it.
What about when you're mixing a drink following a Kings or 49ers win?
Now, that's a good one. That is when you tweet people there.
I'm very uncomfortable with this, but somebody named Ugly Mike wants to talk.
That's what he wanted to be called. He made me laugh.
Hey, Ugly Mike.
Shout out to Ugly Mike.
You put it on the teleprompter, I'm going to read it.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to be called. I'm going to respect him.
All right, man. Ugly Mike.
What's going on? Hey, I wanted to say, so being a fan of a sports team, it's an obsession. Sure, it's an obsession, but it's an obsession because it affects our egos. I grew up a Raiders fan. I'm still a Raiders fan. My friends are all 49ers fans. They have bragging rights. They've had bragging rights. It sucks. You're literally a fan of a team because it is bragging rights if your team wins. If you're sucked into a team that is terrible, like I have been with the Raiders and unfortunately the Kings now, you have anti-bragging rights, which means everybody can talk smack and you can't say anything about it. So when your team does bad, you want to relieve all of that anger and frustration. So you do, and you tweet at people. You tweet at the owners. You tweet at the GMs and the head coaches and the players. That said, I wanted to ask you another question really quick. What do you think about Ron Killings versus R-Truth as far as fandom goes? And I'll take your call off the air. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
It sounded like a delightful job. Yeah. Well, good-looking guy.
Yeah, probably. He said he wanted to be called Ugly Mike. I'm going to call him Ugly Mike.
That's good-looking Mike right there. That's who it is.
Appreciate you, UM.
We'll address the Ron Killings. That promo last night, did you see it?
I saw some of it. I didn't see the whole thing.
I missed it.
It was I don't know that the crowd reacted. I don't know. Like Ron, I think had braids. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between braids and dreads. But man, that was powerful. Mm.
I saw the very end.
We'll talk about that. I love what I love what Mike said too about ego being involved in all of this. We'll continue this discussion. Trista Crick in just about 15 minutes here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Trista Crick's going to join us coming up here in just a few minutes. All right, a couple of things before TK joins us. I thought R-Truth / Ron Killings promo was really good last night. He did kind of declare R-Truth is dead. He tried to make it clear we're shifting towards a more serious type of character, maybe a little less comedy. The crowd was very, very responsive to it. I thought it was a great promo. And then he stood on the table and cut his hair. And that's a powerful image. Again, it's the, you know, the significance of cutting your dreadlocks is massive. Mm-hmm. I don't think he had dreadlocks. I think he had braids. But I've always thought Truth had braids rather than dreadlocks. It doesn't make it less powerful, but there is a very serious significance about cutting dreads, not letting them hit the floor. There's a lot to it, and whether the crowd fully understood that moment, I'm not sure, but a lot of them did, and the producers did a terrific job of, one, making sure that crowd was mic'd to get the audible reaction, and scanning the crowd and finding people who were literally dumbfounded. They responded to him in a super positive way, and I'm very, very anxious to see what they do with him next. This has me interested. It's going to hold my interest for a short period if they do it wrong. But this to me, I don't want to... This isn't big. This isn't more interesting than the Cena turn. That's not true at all. I was really interested in the Cena turn. I soured on it quickly because I thought he missed the first promo. I know we're kind of on an island with that thought. I actually don't really love a couple of the promos he's done, but I feel like maybe
any of them.
I've seen, you know, clips of some of the work that he's done lately, which I think is pretty solid. But at, you know, 50, 51, 52, whatever it is, I'm anxious to see what they do with R-Truth, Ron Killings next.
Yeah, it is really, really interesting.
And it was a good promo. Yeah. His delivery was good. He did the part about acknowledging he's back because of the way they responded. And then saying it's going to be different this time, though.
Yeah, I caught that part where he cut his hair, and I guess it was the end of the promo. And I was like, wow, damn.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I hope it was his decision. I'm sure it was his decision. Cause that is a lot for an angle. But yeah. I thought about what you said yesterday, you know, reading some things about how, Truth said, you know, I don't have a lot of time left in this game. I want to do some serious work, you know, before I get out of here. And that's a hell of a start. The way he delivered that yesterday. I want to go back and watch it. But that was a hell
It's
of
about
a start.
5 minutes. Okay. It's not super long. It's really good.
You know what I did? Oh, after you guys know the R-Truth stuff. You know what I did see? Finally took the belt off Jay.
I saw that.
Wait, they did?
Yeah.
Who has the belt?
51 days.
Gunther's back. I told you guys.
Wait.
Gunther's got the belt now.
Yeah, Gunther beat him. Jay's son was there.
Put him to sleep.
Really? So Gunther just walked back into a title match and beat Jay?
Yeah, I don't know what the plan is, but yeah.
Wait. So Gunther's back.
Yes.
No, so I'm confused. Jay's not the champion anymore?
No, lost that yesterday. Sleeper hold.
Really?
Yeah. Put him to sleep. Didn't tap out, none of that.
51 day reign.
And you guys called me a hater, but...
Well, you look are a hater.
Right. Look who was right.
What do you mean?
No, I was right.
What do you mean?
I was right.
This is the same people that fired R-Truth.
He threw his hands up.
These guys don't know what the hell is going on.
I said that was a bad idea as well, and look it, they rectified that.
There's no rectifying
this because it's the right move.
Gunther's not the right
move. Oh, wow, he just threw his hands up in the air again. Wow. Oh, he said yeet. even though that was something that people were saying 10 years ago. Wow.
Wow.
Gunther. I know you like Gunther. Gunther's not.
The Gunther. No, wait a minute. Gunther. No, I understand. I'm not saying Gunther's not. Gunther's solid.
Gunther's solid. He's solid.
Better than Jay.
No, he's not better than Jay.
LA Knight's been over for 2 years, and how do we feel about that?
Still hasn't won the Money in the Bank. I saw that stat.
And that was the right move putting on Seth, too.
He's been 0 for 4, I think.
Shout out, Seth.
Okay.
Well, even more than that, like, even the Yeet thing, that don't even really, that would, well, I'll die on that hill. That was the story to tell. That was the story to tell, the bloodline story.
I'm not going to be disrespectful. That was the story. I do enjoy watching Jay's matches. I mean, who doesn't love super kicks 15 times?
Well, you know, I don't enjoy watching the matches. I don't enjoy watching anybody's matches, though.
I'm just saying. The super kick used to mean something, people.
Fast forward.
I have one more question. Mm. I didn't think it would get this far, but clearly we're here.
Talking wrestling or Kings?
Nope. I need, maybe it's wrestling. I'm not sure.
I have no clue what you're talking about right now.
Can someone explain to me what the Doug Christie, Chris Webber rumor
leave that,
was?
Yeah, we'll leave that alone. Leave that alone.
That's, I don't know it.
Rumors, Chris Webber released the video.
So people, I saw people Chris, text me.
I saw Chris release the
video. Yeah, I think people were playing with Chris's asking, name, I think.
People were asking yesterday, and I'm like, I'm not, I don't know.
Do you need a text?
No, it just seems like people are messing with Chris's name. I'm not going to talk about it.
In what regard?
I'll text. I'm not going to talk about it there.
Oh, I think I got an idea.
I'll text.
I got an idea. Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Come on now.
Okay, well, I'll be brave enough to say it on the air.
If it's what I'm thinking, you don't need to say it on the air. If it's what I'm thinking.
So what did Chris's video say then?
Just basically stop playing with my name or you're going to get sued.
Oh.
If you got content up talking about it, take it down.
Well,
I'm texting right now. Hold on.
Wait, what? Okay, I just.
Yeah, if it's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, see that? Yeah.
See, this is why I don't look this stuff up.
No, yeah.
This is why I was like, whatever rumors are, it don't matter. But then I see Chris. Like, wait, so Chris, like, this has gotten far enough that Chris had to respond?
Do we even know where that even started?
No clue. I was trying to figure it out. I saw tweets about it from like 4 days ago, but yeah, seems like it's Twitter, that bad part of it or whatever, I guess.
That's crazy. Somebody texted me, like, yo, is this true? And then I, like, just kind of went on King's Twitter, I didn't see it. I didn't see what they were, because they didn't tell me. They were like, yo, what's this about Doug and Chris? I said, I don't even see that, bro. But I didn't follow up to ask, like, what he was talking about.
I think we throw it in a box.
So, no. I'm trying to figure out the origins of this.
My guess?
I think, no. What I think happened, I don't have the volume up, obviously. I think someone manipulated. Oh, man. Okay.
Jacob Z says one of those AI YouTube videos.
I think someone manipulated their reality show videos.
I was just about to say, I would assume it's on the Basketball Wives
world. Yeah. Like, I'm looking at it right now.
Because that sounds like something.
And this isn't. This is. As someone who has become familiar with Smut TV recently.
Oh, man.
This is clearly a fan manipulated edit. It's been viewed 40,000 times.
That's crazy. Come on, guys. Come on now.
All right. Well.
Yeah, I just heard on the side about what was going on. So,
well, Sean. I said, you know, because Sean Cunningham don't play. Mm. So Sean whole lot of noise that should be quieted with this right here. And it's a video of Chris. I was like, what is going on? And obviously, I can't hear it. Yeah. All right. In the first reply, I have no idea what he's referring to, but I hope things work out for Chris.
Yeah, Chris, as far as we know, Chris was minding his business.
Absolutely minding his business.
That's crazy.
Game is weird, man.
That's crazy he had to make a video about something like that. Mm. Oh,
hey, anyways. Yeah, so back to Trae Young and the Kings. From R-Truth to Chris Webber to...
back to Trae.
I'll say this. I'll keep the person's name. I'll keep the person's name quiet. Normally, I don't care for trade machine stuff. In fact, I hate it. But they sent me one that I'm looking at like, okay, wait a minute.
What's the trade?
It's a three-team deal that sends DeMar DeRozan to Miami, Trae Young and Jaime Jaquez to Sacramento, Terry Rozier, Malik Monk, Devin Carter, and a 2027 pick from Sacramento that belonged to San Antonio.
Man, that's the only picks we got to give up?
To Atlanta. And, well, this is trade machine stuff. It worked. It was deemed a success.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.